Hi everyone, welcome back and thank you for tuning in. This is Bob Camardoa. Before we hear an episode of the Martin and Lewis show, let's take a listen to the late, great Johnny Maestro and his a cappella rendition of Sincerely on the Boxcar 7-Eleven Old Time Radio Pod, where the oldies are still young.
That Chesterfield, the first cigarette in America to give you premium quality in both regular and king size, brings you the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring you our master of ceremonies, Dean Martin.
Well, hi, folks. Thank you. Now, let's all settle back and light up the Chesterfield, because here comes the first show in our current tour of the Killer Cycles.
My undernourished partner will be around shortly to commit his own special brand of mayhem later on. So while we're waiting for bullet heads, supposing we kick off the festivities with a little hominy grit. So let's go, Dickus the Beal.
Give me some hominy grits and some red sugar-cured ham. Give me a great big bowl of gravy. I'd be such a happy man if I could see magnolias and azaleas in bloom. Well, let me up to the table and give me lots of elbow room. Then pass me that man of fried okay and some good old black-eyed peas. Give me a hay rack full of biscuits. Well, make my coffee black if you please. If you feed me a la Dixie in a style so grand, you'll have yourself a happy man. Look on the lasses, you'll have yourself a happy man. Now give me some of them hominy grits, boy. Well, shut my mouth and a great big slap of that red sugar-cured ham. And about a half a gallon of this good old thickening gravy. Hun, brother, you're going to find yourself a mighty happy man. Well, it seems when you eat stuff like that, you can see the magnolias and them honeysuckles, you know, when they're in bloom. Set me down to that table, boy. Scoot on over. And give me lots of elbow room. Then pass me that mammy fried okra and some good old black-eyed peas. Give me a hay rack full of hot biscuits. Make my coffee black if you please. Well, if you feed me on the Dixie in a style oh so grand, you'll have yourself a happy man. For them lasses, you'll have yourself a happy man. Set me down.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now that the ice is broken, I'd like...
Hey, Dave!
Well, if it isn't Jerry Lewis. Well, what are you so excited about, Jerry?
Hey, Dave, it's Marilyn Monroe. It's Marilyn Monroe.
All right, easy, Jerry. Take it easy. Marilyn Monroe has nothing to do with this show.
So what? She has nothing to do with the month of September either, but that don't mean I should throw away my calendar.
I'll tell you what, Jerry. If you're a good boy, I'll see that you get to meet her one of these days.
Nah, it wouldn't do any good. She doesn't even know I'm alive.
Who does?
Oh, yeah? Well, then you've insulted me. And after all the promises you made about how you were going to treat me with dignity and respect this year, and now you're starting right off with all those nasty remarks. My little heart is breaking. I come out here like a little elf, and right away you start speaking on me.
Oh, Jerry, don't touch me, Jerry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I love you, Jerry. You know that. Stop crying. Now, that's better. I promise I'll never be nasty to you again.
I changed my mind. You can be nasty sometimes.
But why? What made you change your mind? I like it when we make up.
Oh.
Since this is the start of a new season, it might be a good idea for you to meet some of the people on the show. First of all, there's our announcer, George Fenneman.
Fenneman? The announcer is a girl.
Who said the announcer is a girl?
You did. You said the announcer was feminine.
I didn't say feminine. I said feminine. Feminine is not the same as feminine. A girl is feminine, but feminine is not a girl.
Are you feeling all right, Bobby?
Maybe I better introduce you two, and you can see for yourself. George? George, I'd like you to meet Jerry Lewis. Jerry, this is our announcer.
Hiya, baby.
Excuse me, Dean, but I don't get this conversation. What is this all about?
Oh, nothing important. George, Jerry got mixed up between feminine and feminine, and up to now he thought you were a girl.
Well, I guess anybody can make a mistake. Up to now, I thought he was human.
Oh.
Hey, that was pretty good, George. You're supposed to be the announcer on the show, and right away you say funnies, and you get laughs. Yes, sirree, Bob. This is going to be a real happy Jim Dandy Association. You're all righty in my book, George. Dean, we couldn't get Harry Bonzel.
I don't mind him. Now, you cheer up, George. George, you'll get used to Jerry in time.
Hey, Feniman, what are you supposed to do around here anyhow?
Well, Jerry, I'm here to extol the many virtues of Chesterfield cigarettes. You smoke Chesterfields, don't you, Jerry?
Oh, sure. I'm a Chesterfield smoker from way back. In fact, I used to be a chain smoker, but I stopped.
Well, how come?
I choked on a link. You know,
Oh, I don't even know why I bothered to listen to your nonsense.
Simple. I listen to your song.
Jerry! Jerry! Let's change the subject. What'd you do all summer?
Oh, I had a great time. I went scout shooting.
No, you went skeet shooting. Skeets. Those little round discs.
No, scouts. Those little round boys.
Oh, yes. Jerry, don't tell me you were shooting Boy Scouts.
Sure, but it was self-defense. I caught them trying to start a fire by rubbing two sticks together.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
The stick for my leg.
Oh. Say, would you like to hear what I did this summer?
If I say no, the whole body bleeds.
Jerry, I fulfilled a lifelong ambition. I did something I never believed possible.
You bought a Perry Como record.
Ah, shut up. No, I visited my hometown of Steubenville, Ohio, and while I was there, I got the greatest thrill of my life. There in front of the house where I was born was a little plaque that said, Dean Martin was born here.
Big deal. I visited Newark, New Jersey, where I was born, and got the same deal. Only instead of a tiny little flat, you should see the huge sign they put up.
What'd it say?
No dumping allowed.
Oh!
Chesterfield is the first and only cigarette to tell you what it's made of. Yes, Chesterfield names all its ingredients, so you'll know what gives you the best possible smoke. The world's best tobaccos, pre-tested by laboratory instruments for the most desirable smoking qualities, pure, costly moistening agents, costly glycerol and pure sugars which are natural to tobacco, and cigarette paper of the highest purity, the best that money can buy. That's what's in your Chesterfield. Ingredients that give you the best possible smoke. Much milder, with an extraordinarily good taste, and as confirmed by a well-known research organization, no unpleasant aftertaste. So, sound off for Chesterfield. Either way you like them, regular or king size, Chesterfield gives you the best possible smoke.
For our first guest of the new season, Jerry and I really wanted to invite someone special. Well, sir, who could be more special than one of the country's newest and most exciting stars? She's got $1 million voice, $1 million personality, and $1 million future. So here she is, the very richly talented Rosemary Clooney. Well, Rosemary, it's a real pleasure to have you with us tonight.
I've been looking forward to it, Dean.
Hey, Dean! Dean, have you seen my...
Good heavens. It's a female of the opposite sex.
Jerry, this is Rosemary.
Rosemary, I thought so. It's my old kindergarten chum, Rosemary Fosnot.
Jerry, I'm not...
Hey, Rosie, hey. Remember the time I dropped my knife on your foot and we spent 2 hours looking for your big toe?
Look, I hate to spoil your fun, Jerry, but it just so happens that I am not Rosemary Fosnot.
You can't fool me, Rosie. I know a Fosnot when I see one.
Jerry, the girl tells you you're wrong, and yet you insist she's Rosemary Fosnot.
Don't take my word for it. Count her toes.
Tell me, Dean, was this kid born or trapped?
Oh, don't take him too seriously, Rosemary. Basically, Jerry has a very good heart.
Prove it to me. Take it out.
See, Jerry? You see, Jerry?
Rosemary's name is not Fosnock. It's Clooney.
Clooney? Sounds like an Irish railroad car.
Jerry, this is Rosemary Clooney, the singer.
So that's who it is.
Look, Jerry, I must have sang Come On to My House 40,000 times, and you were the only person who actually came over.
Can I help it if I like pomegranate?
Jerry, with a beautiful, luscious young girl like Rosemary Clooney, don't tell me you went looking for pomegranate.
Nah, I was just kidding. With a gorgeous dish like Rosemary, with those ruby red lips, with that face and that figure.
You thought I was interested in pomegranate.
Were you?
It was the figs and pears.
Don't you pay any attention to him, Rosemary. I think I understood to Come On to My House, and it was a great song.
Thank you, Dean. You seem to know quite a bit about music.
Well, I majored in music at college.
College, huh?
In grammar school, we couldn't pass manual training.
Yes, Rosemary, music is my life.
And manual training was the dumbest kid in school.
Jerry, you're behaving like a jealous child.
Me jealous? That's ridiculous. Ha ha. Why, I know more about music than he'll ever know. He never wrote a song in his life.
Now, Jerry, don't stand there and tell us that you ever wrote a song.
Are you kidding? You never heard the song I wrote about the cowgirl who died?
What's the name of it?
It's called Goodbye, Dirty Gertie. I ain't a-gonna cry, because I'll be seeing the Dirty Gertie at that washroom in the sky. Jerry! Oh, that's nothing, Dean. You should hear my latest hit. Pass the sterno, baby, and I'll give you a kiss of fire.
Jerry, now what's wrong with
that? That one, I'll have you know, was recorded by Artie Shaw and his all-white orchestra.
You know, Dean, I don't know what this kid has, but I hope it isn't catching.
Oh, don't worry about that, Rosemary. Don't you worry about that at all. Look, since we've been talking about songs, this might be a real good time for you to come up with one of your own.
Okay. If Dick Stabile will oblige with a butcher-me beat, I'll butcher-me very best.
Well, good enough. Folks, with the aid of Richard Stabile and his Italian-Swiss colony blue blowers, Rosemary Clooney sings, Butcher-me.
Butcher-me, I butcher you, and everything goes crazy. Ba, ba, butcher-me, my baby, ba, ba, bo, bo. Just say yes and maybe for you. Kiss to me and I'm a kiss to you. La 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 la. Ba 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 to me bambino ba ba bo 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 ca piccolino. It's for you. Squeeze to me and I'm a squeeze to you. La 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 la. Watch you me, I watch you, and everything goes crazy. Ba, ba, watch you me, my baby, ba, ba, bo, bo. Just say yes and maybe, and then we will raise a great big family. Tra la 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 la. Watch you me, I watch you, and everything goes crazy. Ba, ba, watch you me, my baby, ba, ba, bo, bo. Just say yes and maybe, and then we will raise a great big family. La 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 la. Be you by, oh, be you boo. Won't you bat you, bat you me? Kiss me. Be you by, oh, be you boo. You bat you me, I bat box of you. Come on, you kiss me. Box, box, box of me, bambino, ba, ba, bo. Bo, bo, capicolino, and then we will raise a great big family. Be-o, bye, oh, be-o, boo, tra la 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 lee. Box of me, bambino, box of me. That's nice.
Real wonderful job, Rosemary. Real wonderful. And now, let's all get into grease paint for our next super production as Judge Brennan sets the scene.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure that most of you have seen that fabulous motion picture, The Greatest Show on Earth. However, for those of you who may have failed to see it, our thoughtful stars have prepared their own version of this stirring drama about life under the big top. Chesterfield Cigarettes are proud to present Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Rosemary Clooney in... The Greatest Schmo on Earth. We've all thrilled to the high-pitched excitement of the circus with its color and glamour, its thrills and chills. But what of the people that make up the circus? How do they live? What do they think? For instance, what does the lion tamer think as he faces those fierce and hungry beasts?
Oh, I'm so thrilled.
What does the colorful bareback rider think as she rides around the ring on her beautiful white horse?
Oh, I'm so excited.
What does the courageous acrobat think as he performs his death-defying feats high above the heads of the crowd?
Oh, I'm so nauseous.
Yes, let us visit the circus and learn the true story. As our scene opens, we find the manager of the circus, John Ringling South. He is talking to Henny, the beautiful bareback queen.
Henny, we're in trouble. We've just lost our biggest attraction.
You don't mean the great bird wheel?
I do mean the great bird wheel.
Oh, John, we've lost the only man in the world who could dive 2,000 feet into a wet noodle. What did he die of?
He died of adenoids.
Adenoids?
That's not the half of it. They weren't even his.
Oh, that's terrible. What will you do? How can we open tonight?
Excuse me, I understand you are looking for a new death-defying attraction.
Yes, but how did you know?
I was standing right outside following the script.
Maybe he's got something, John. Tell me, kid, have you ever been in a circus before?
Sure, I was in the circus all last year.
What did you do?
I was a midget.
But you're 6 feet tall. How could you be a midget?
I lied about my height.
So, you know a lot about the circus, huh?
Oh, sure. My family were all circus people. In fact, my mother was a bearded lady.
She was?
I'll never forget that first time I saw my mother with a beard. I looked at her tenderly and said, "Gee, Mom, you're Dad."
Look, kid, the circus is a hard, tough life. You look too frail. I don't think you'll like it.
Oh, yes, I will. I loved it the last time. Why, every morning I used to get up at the crack of dawn and leap to the task. First I'd walk into the lion's cage, then the zebra's cage, then the tiger's cage, and when I was all through, I looked back at a job well done, take a deep breath and say,
Kid, listen to me, kid, listen to me. I've decided to give you the chance of a lifetime. You're going to be the star of the show. Will you do it?
Anything, I'll do anything. Just tell me, what do I have to do?
Dive 2,000 feet into a wet noodle.
Oh, boy, that's a... Into a wet noodle?
Come on, this is no time to go soft. It's your big chance.
But I...
They're waiting for you under the big top. Just tell them you're the new great bird wheel.
Go on, Herbie.
Well, there he goes. He's climbing up the ladder. He's climbing higher, higher. He's way up there.
He's bracing himself. He's getting ready to jump. And there he goes! Herbie. Look at him. He broke two legs, one arm, four ribs, and the whole head is cracked. Speak, Herbie. Say something.
All right, now, which one of you moved the noodle?
You king-size smokers will want to hear what the nation's press has had to say about king-size Chesterfields. New York Herald Tribune. King-size Chesterfield is a sellout. Extra supplies of Chesterfields rush to dealers here. And Time magazine, in its own inimitable style, said, "The big Chesty, without making any visible dent in the sales of the shorter brother, quickly raised king-size sales. Dealers could scarcely keep up with the demand." Yes, those are actual quotes from news publications. And from all over the country, we're getting reports from dealers telling us no product they ever handled has grown so fast in so short a time as king-size Chesterfields. That's because Chesterfield is first to give you premium quality in both regular and king-size. King-size Chesterfield is exactly the same as regular Chesterfield, except it's larger. Contains so much more of the same tobacco, it gives you a 21% longer smoke, yet costs very little more. And the tobacco in king-size Chesterfield is a better quality and higher price than the tobacco in any other king-size cigarette. Sound off for Chesterfield. Either way you like them, regular or king-size, Chesterfield gives you the best possible smoke.
Funny thing about songs, ladies and gentlemen, you sing a number while it remains popular, and when it falls out of favor, it goes right into the limbo of forgotten melodies. But the guy who sings it never really forgets it. Which brings us around to a song that I pulled out of the file the other day and found just as good as new.
Once in a while, will you try to give one little thought to me? Though someone else may be nearer your heart. Once in a while, will you dream of the moments I with yesterday's memories.
How does it feel to be at the end of your first radio show of the season?
Rosemary, radio is always fun when we have nice people to work with, and we couldn't have made a better choice for our first show.
Yeah, well, I wish this was a television show.
Why?
So everyone could see how adorable you are.
Why, Jerry, this is a side of you I've never seen. It's one of the nicest things anyone's ever said to me. How can I thank you? What can I do?
Hey, Dean, is the next line crossed out in your script, too?
Yeah. Rosemary, you've been a wonderful guest, and thanks for joining us.
That goes double for me, Rosemary, and we'll see you on our television show September the 21st.
Thank you, Dean and Jerry. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Rosie.
This about winds up our first session under the Chesterfield banner. And we hope you'll be with us next week, folks, and we also hope you'll give our cigarettes a try. You'll be doing us a personal favor because Chesterfield makes it possible for us to bring you these shows.
More important than that, Jerry, you folks will be doing yourselves a favor because either way you like them, regular or king size, Chesterfield gives you the best possible smoke.
And I want to tell you all this. We wouldn't be selling Chesterfields, Dean and I, unless we smoked them ourselves. Try them today.
Well, until next week, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis reminding you that our latest picture, Jumping Jacks, is now playing at your local theaters. We hope you'll go see it. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
From Hollywood, you've just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear, produced and directed by Dick Mack, with music prepared and conducted by Dick Stabile. This is George Benham inviting all of you to join us next week at the same time when all of us again sound off for Chesterfield.